Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Van here on the check-in, letting you guys know. Check out Brainwash. There's a lot of good shit on there. Always putting out great content. Shout out to Leah, shout out to Ayana, and let's jump right into the show.
With you people, every famous nigga that gets arrested is not Nelson Mandela. Yes, the government conspires to put a lot of innocent black men in jail on fallacious charges, but R. Kelly is not one of those men. We all know the nigga can sing, but what happened to standards? What happened to bare minimums? You a fan of R. Kelly? You want to help R. Kelly? Then get some counseling for R. Kelly. Introduce him to some older women. Hide his camcorder. But don't pretend like the man is a hero.
Plug. Yeah. Turn my name to about to turn my name to Lil Skate. Yeah, my name bands in. Hey. Flip. Turn my name to Lil Skate. Yeah, I go hard. Like Weezy out the mix.
Yo, we back. SSID, man. And I got some very special guests in the building, man. We gonna go around. Started off, my nigga Sean. Started off, brother.
Yeah, out here, man. Back by popular demand. Back by popular request, your boy. I love Sean 5000. Had to come through, spice the podcast
first
up.
First ballot for the Hall of Famer,
to my
man.
Guy, yo, for Van real. Rig. You know that.
Give him his gold jacket.
Who's all right. Who, all right. Sean on Twitter, give me his NBA comparison.
Yo, off the rip, bro.
Off rip, bro. Jesus. Off rip.
He's like a...
Jesus, bro.
Damn.
Nah, man. He's like Brandon Roy. I blew my knee
out. Nah. You still serviceable.
You still serviceable, bro. You might be
like a, man, bro.
I don't know, bro. Like a, who's somebody who got rings, but like just be in and out. But when they come back, like they could drop 40 on you one night.
I see you're Dwayne Wade, bro.
Yo, you might be the Dwayne Wade.
So. About to grab his bag in China, yeah. Bro.
Hey, Shanghai Sharks.
But Guangdong, yeah. Yo, you about to play for the Guangdong Tigers, bro?
The Golden Bulls. When your Lightnings. But yeah, shout out to Sean, man. First ballot Hall of Famer, man. And we got my brother Rios in the building.
Yo, what's good, man? You already know. A third of the Skin fourth and 13th pod. You know. Oh yeah. Skin and Scumbag season coming soon. You're
facts.
Know.
The offset. Fourth and 13th.
Yo.
And we got the God.
Yo, man, it's Caviar the motherfucking Dawn.
Yo,
man.
Let me tell a story.
You know
about
what?
Kev,
you know what time it is? You know what time it is? Man, Hollywood Kev Hogan, man.
Hollywood Kev.
I'm the Puerto Rican Lawrence Tate, the Dominican Michael B. Jordan. You heard me. I'm like RKO the pussy.
Yo, let me tell a story about Kev, bro. So, we at Afropunk.
Oh,
I'm
man.
At Afropunk.
God damn.
I'm with a group of people. You know Afropunk, all earthy chicks. Niggas come as you
a
are.
A group of Nubians.
A group of Nubians.
Similar to heaven.
Come as you are. I'm talking niggas in Jesus sandals and dashikis, right? So
yo,
I had
shout the curl first, bro. Shout the curl first.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about it. But I told Kev, I like test Kev, like, yo, Kev, come through. He's like, yeah, I'm coming through. Kev shows up in $250 sneakers. $100 t-shirt. I said, my nigga, where are you going? We at Afropunk, nigga. It's Shea Butter niggas, and this nigga got on Margiela's or something crazy. I'm like, this nigga Kev is ridiculous.
In my defense, it was off the wing. You feel me?
I'm sorry.
I knew there was going to be some beautiful women in attendance, so I just rushed over there.
Hey, yo, Kev. Yo, this Hollywood Kev Hogan.
Hollywood Kev Hogan.
That's
bro.
All I'm gonna say, bro.
Man. Out of control. So yeah, we gonna jump right into the show this week. Usually we do what we feeling, but what we not feeling. But there's been so much shit going on,
bro,
that we're gonna make
too much shit.
We just gotta jump into these topics directly. Y'all heard the intro clip. Y'all know who we talking about. This nigga Robert Kelly lost his fucking finger licking mind, my nigga.
Yo, Robert Kelly, by the way. Robert Kelly. Robert Kelly.
Golden braids. Thoya Thoin.
Yo. Think about it, son. My nigga R. Kelly really made a song with Big Tigger, and that shit.
Snake is. Yo, Big Tigger got off. He took flight on that shit.
That was his moment, man.
That was his moment,
bro. Chocolate Factory. Honestly, that might be a top five R&B album all time.
All just aside, Chocolate Factory got him off them charges, bro. Judge heard that, was like, I gotta set this nigga free.
You know what it was, yo? It's like, that's the only time where, like, the original and the remix of one song is just as good as the other one. Like, yo, Step in the Name of Love original, don't get the respect.
It don't, bro. Just like the Ignition original is hard, dude.
Karaoke classic right there.
It's a classic. But still, fuck R. Kelly.
Yo, for real, fuck Robert Kelly, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Robert Kelly.
No, R. Kelly, my nigga. We got to say fuck both sides, nigga. This ain't Sweatsuit, nigga. We niggas is together, bro.
Yo. Like I said, I say this every day, man. Yo, we walk a thin line between talent and morality every day when it comes to our favorite celebrities and athletes, man. Either got to choose. Yo, hey. But here's my thing, though. With Bill Cosby and R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can
literally the problematic phase.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yo. Like,
1-2.
To me, like, R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the artist is phenomenal, you know what I'm saying? But, like.
If he's one of the great, without the pedo shit, he's one of the greatest artists of all time.
Hold on, you know what makes this a polarizing topic? It's like, because, you know, we all have the memories of catching that crazy wine. To bump and grind in them crazy parties,
yo,
bro. So it's like
everybody got memories of singing "I Believe I Can Fly."
Everybody,
when that nigga Michael Jordan came off that fucking jet in Space Jam, and that shit was playing. Everybody cried. I don't give a fuck who you are. The hardest of niggas cry, bro. That's a fact.
Yo, for real, man. And like, even with Bill Cosby too, yo, like fucking this motherfucker.
Nah, fuck Bill, bro.
Nah, but he was used. But to me, like the difference with Bill was like, yo, Bill was using his platform. And he was saying, yo, black men, pull your motherfucking pants up. So like, remember that whole era of Bill Cosby who was telling black men what to do and shit?
Bill
and then
Cosby
meanwhile,
hated
this
niggas
nigga,
for a long time, bro.
For real, like, R. Kelly don't hate niggas. Nigga made backyard parties, huh? And that song, yo.
Yo, that love letter shit is hard too, son. I ain't
gonna hold you. R. Kelly Christmas album? Come on, yo. The nigga made a Christmas album, son.
It's still fucking
And
R.
that
Kelly.
Shit is hard, though.
Yo, but let's talk about the song, though. The 19 minutes.
Oh, yeah, man. All right. The you song? Know,
it was fire. That's, that
yo,
was fire.
It's, yo, it's an R. Kelly song, so obviously it's going to be heat.
It's the most fire confessional I've ever fucking heard in my life. But fuck R. Kelly. He was saying some wild shit on there. Let's go through some of it.
Nah, by like minute 15, I low-key wanted to forgive him, bro.
No, my nigga, no.
Low-key, that's how fire that shit was, bro.
No, my nigga.
Nah, man, but hold on. Before we get to the song, the thing about R. Kelly that makes this thing difficult, it's like, bro, Who's going to these R. Kelly concerts? Who's the R. Kelly demographic?
Aunties, bro.
It's aunties.
Black aunties,
like,
yeah.
Yo, we still see this nigga face on the side of the dollar van, bro. Like, he's selling out these concerts. Like, yo, the aunties selling out Barclays whenever R. Kelly come to town, bro. That's my thing. So it's like, I don't even think it's like, it's like, that nigga's a lunatic.
Absolutely.
Like first things first, that nigga's a lunatic. That nigga needs help. All that shit. Yes. Like, we can't even deny that. But the crazy thing is just like, especially the past decade and stuff.
Right.
It's hard to really be like, nah, we gotta get you out of here, when it's like, you've given this nigga room the past decade to do what
I just
wanna
know. Niggas talk about our generation so much, right? But the generation of Hedwigs let him rock with Marion Aaliyah, bro. They let
That's
him
what
cook.
I'm saying.
He married her and then came out, wrote her album called AJ Nothing With A Number with him in the fucking
background.
Album, bro, that shit is in the background.
Nigga, Jive Records did not, they turned their eye when they came out with that AJ Nothing With A Number album. I mean, AJ Number The Thing album. And it's the same thing. It's basically like when baseball seen everybody was on steroids.
And just
like,
let them cook.
Yeah, basically. That's fucking, what. Nigga was like, this shit about to go number one.
Fucking Mark McGuire's neck is hanging out his fucking jersey.
Yeah, bro. Barry Bonds got a size 8-12 fitted.
Yeah, word.
Nigga's like, yo, we got 70 home runs, though.
He got custom on new eras. Come on, Zog. But yeah, fuck R. Kelly, man. But we got to talk about this track, man. He basically admitted to the pedo shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Flat out. Like, you know. But then try to flip it like...
Yo, you know what's the wildest thing about that shit? What that nigga really think he innocent in his head. That's
yo, in his mind, he's like, y'all opinions. No, nigga, this ain't no opinion. You fucked them girls, bro.
I seen them depositions, nigga.
You touched them girls, bro. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no opinion. Yeah, word. This ain't no... This is, nigga, this is fact.
Nigga really think he innocent, bro. That shit crazy, bro.
That's crazy, bro. So, and we got to talk about... What's up? We got to talk about this nigga not being able to read and write. That's how crazy, the fuck bro. He get this far in life?
I mean,
yo,
I mean,
being illiterate, Loki might be a wave, bro. Between R. Kelly and Floyd, bro, that's two goats.
One in Fantasia too, that's my nigga. Right. Yo, Fantasia made true fizz. I never slander, bro.
Yo, Fantasia. Fantasia looking thick now, bro.
Fantasia always been thick.
Shout out to the legend Dro, my nigga. You didn't know that, bro.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Dro.
Oh, yeah, young Dro was hitting that, right? Yo, I remember that.
I fuck with Fantasia. I can't fuck with her taking off her feet on stage, bro. That's not clean, bro. That's not clean. But she country.
I'm tight, nah, man, because you know what it was with Fantasia, bro? I went to go see The Color Purple on Broadway, right? Oprah was funding that shit.
Time out. How'd you get them tickets, bro? Like,
my mama, you know what I'm saying? Mama. She do what she do.
Right. Shout out to mom, man.
So fucking, you know, so we about to go in there. It's me, my sister, and my mother. And then I'm like, yo, where the fuck is Fantasia at? Bitch was sick.
She called in sick.
So I'm tight, bro. Fantasia will
next.
That's
the reason you go see that, bro. It's because of Fantasia, bro.
Bro, she was going to play Saline, nigga.
Nah. Yo, Fantasia may free yourself, bro. Ain't nobody fucking with that, bro.
Yo, all right, what's the best American Idol? Like career. soul nigga song, like all right. Ruben Studdard.
I'm sorry for 2004 rings off, bro.
I was a proud fan nigga at that time, man.
But Kelly Clarkson, since you've been gone, also a heat rock. A heat rock.
Not to be MAGA and all that shit. That Daughtry, I'm coming home.
Oh no! Yeah.
Nah, shout out
Daughtry.
That's a classic.
Hold on.
But what about
Shout to Jordan Sparks too.
That's what I'm saying, son. One step at a time, Jordan Sparks brings off, son. No air.
Shout out Chris Breezy.
But that Daughtry hits me in the love. I mean, doctor's office, and that should become like.
Damn, I should ring off that K-Joy. Yeah, what's the Long Island Light? The Light FM?
Well, I'm 6.7, you already know.
That doctor's office music, bro.
Shout out John Mayer.
Shout out to John Mayer, bro. But this nigga said he can't read or write. He signed away his publishing. So, honestly, you can kind of bump R. Kelly, because it's not like he's making a dime off the... Off
you can, though. No.
So,
that's
low
key,
you can low-key bump his shit still.
Hey, go bump Kells and go bump Kells Heaters and Bangers on my Apple Music, you know what I'm saying? A little nice little playlist, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, what's my favorite R. Kelly...
Bro, yo, give me...
Did you ever think you would be this rich?
Come on, give
that
me...
That shit ring off.
Yo, give me, yo. With Nas,
that shit ring off, bro.
Honestly, that album, it's the two discs.
The R joint, yeah.
Yo, Stevie J wrote my favorite song on there, yo. Players everywhere.
Yeah, that shit
with Keith Murray.
Yeah, bro.
Yo,
bro. Street Dreams remix.
That video
crazy.
Is so
crazy.
Damn, son. My soul leaves my body here in that
bro,
shit.
Bro, I wish this nigga wasn't a pedo, bro. Yeah, I want to support this nigga so bad, man.
Yo, be happy with him. Yo, the songs he made with him and Biggie, son. Both them shits.
Fuck you tonight.
Be happy. Oh.
Good
car music. You just in that shit. Yo, Be Happy came on in the whip on my shuffle. And I was like,
damn, man. This nigga's R. Kelly could have really been the GOAT, son.
Bro.
Damn.
Better than Mike, honestly.
I don't know, bro. But
see, but Mike, but what about Mike too, bro? Because now we can bring up this nigga too, bro.
Yo.
PC, yo. Because I got a lot of shit.
You're not taking down Mike.
I got a lot of shit on Twitter for the R. Kelly shit I said. You know what I'm saying? Which... was true in retrospect. Let's be real here.
Oh, my God.
But, you know.
Else,
yo, like I said, yo, we really crossed that line between talent and morality. That's the whole point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it's about what you can take, bro.
Like, yeah, like, and like the way and like the way we flip it, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
But Mike didn't touch them kids, bro. He never, you know what I'm saying?
But he was settling out of court. So that shit is different, bro. That nigga was settling out of court, bro.
I don't know, man. I think the problem with like all this like selective morality thing that dudes play is like I don't think that the consuming public has the actual like the intelligence to keep away from like all the problematic shit. Yeah. So it's like we see all this like sensationalist shit that sells and like all the shit that get the clicks in the headlines. Yeah, yeah.
People don't have
like clickbait control to actually ignore all this shit. Because like in the bubble I'm in, I'm not. actively be consuming none of this, like, fucktard shit. I'm not out here listening like Teriyaki 6ix9ine. Any of that problematic shit I ain't into. That's not for me. But at the end of the day, I know that shit gonna sell because y'all dumbass niggas still gonna talk about it on the timeline. Because it's just like, bro, this is the same R. Kelly that did this, that gave us the 33 volumes of Trapped in the Closet, bro.
And niggas watch same every nigga, single one, bro.
The same nigga. And this, it's not only with R. Kelly. This is some shit that Black Twitter just don't got the fucking strength to do, bro. So niggas give life to so much shit because we gotta talk about some shit. And
if
and
we that's, chose that's to how, talk that's, about it,
that's
it don't
why
exist,
niggas don't know
right?
the power of Black Twitter. And that's why we use this shit fucked up and so many fucked up.
Yo, niggas bro. Could be millionaires. A lot of niggas
yeah, bro,
on Twitter,
nah,
bro.
It's facts, bro.
Niggas fucked up.
Niggas out here giving energy to all the wrong shit, son.
That's true.
Niggas still be fucking commenting on some like Tommy Lawrence shit. I'm like, nigga, are you retarded, bro?
She would go away if niggas didn't pay attention.
She would
to
not
her.
Have a thing if niggas did not give her no light, bro.
Oh, for
yeah.
a fact.
Type shit. So yeah, man,
that's my
thing, son.
Even
like,
in culture, all them too, bro. Like,
yeah, they would exist in this little Facebook bubble that nobody would give a fuck about. Yeah. Niggas just stop talking.
It's
about
real.
Them,
it's
know?
Real easy to just like pull up and be like, oh yeah, that shit is fucked up. Yeah, but you gotta actually like back that shit up that you're talking about and actually like. Not support none of the actual
yeah,
like
facts.
Problematic shit that niggas is into, bro. But
I'm gonna ask a question though. You fuck with Tati by 6ix9ine? I can't front. That shit is hard, bro.
Which
and I hate
that?
And I hate and I hate 6ix9ine, but that Tati rings off, bro.
Which one is that?
The bro? One where he got the one that has a dance, bro.
Oh, yeah. Man, I fuck with 6ix9ine.
This nigga Cam jumps all the way out the window. No, you can't fuck with 6ix9ine.
I fuck with him because I fuck with his music. That's it. I don't get into the person and shit like that. But.
Oh, shit. We got... Yo, we can talk about... So, R. Kelly basically fuck R. Kelly. All right. So, we're going to jump into 6ix9ine. Yo, y'all think that nigga really got robbed and pull some Jason Bourne shit to get out of it? Or you think that's a publicity stunt?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. There's no telling
that. Nah,
that
nigga's a publicity stunt. I ain't jacking that shit, bro.
Yeah, bro. Because, like, the shit they was talking about him doing, I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, jumped out the car and then ran down the street after being tied up. Like, fucking...
Oh, but I heard he got his chain took.
But they said the chain was fake.
Oh, yeah. So this shit is insane.
Yeah, so... Fuck... I don't
nigga,
know.
Nigga, rap is wrestling, bro.
It is.
We know that.
It is.
Rap we know that, bro.
But even more disturbing than that whole robbery shit is the shit with Nicki Minaj, son. Like,
yeah, bro. That video of them playing Patty
Cake. Has anybody had, like, a worse, like, 6 months than Nicki, bro? Like, I
nah,
don't know.
Nah, bro.
I don't know.
She's number one.
Like, even like I know, like Drake just took like a massive L not too long ago, but
crazy.
He bounced back. Like, I don't know. It's just been L after L for Nicki.
L, like just bad decision, bad decision, bad decision.
I feel like she's just taking too much fucking Prozac.
You think she's on drugs?
I think she's on Prozac.
A lot of niggas say that. A lot of niggas been saying that
hey, listen,
Nicki's on drugs.
Listen,
man. I can believe it.
It you know, not to say it takes one to know one.
Nigga, helium is a drug, bro, and I
you know,
feel like her fucking like,
you know,
head is so far up her own
I feel
ass.
Like, yeah, I feel like
she can't even tell where she's going wrong on any of this shit.
No, but I feel like too, like also too, like when you're just working that hard too, like you gotta, you know, like
does it ease off? You think she just like?
I think she's just taking Prozac. She's just like, yeah,
I can believe it. But the
I
thing,
know, man, she needs a better ghostwriter though. Whatever.
Safari, bro.
I think she just needs a better like team around her. Like
yeah,
nobody's telling her like
yes
yo,
man,
yeah, like just on some relaxed type shit.
Bro,
like,
cause Safari's gone, bro.
Hey, Safari, they gave us legendary verses.
Nigga got booed at Dykeman, man.
Yo.
Yo, also, too, yo,
yo, them niggas was throwing hella shit at him, bro.
It's mad funny, too, like, that day, too, because I think that was the first week Trey Burke played.
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
Yo, shout out my nigga Kavon, yo. He low-key was giving Trey Burke the drugs, but...
Sidebar, that nigga was going crazy, bro.
But that's not here nor there. But I'm just saying, but, like... For that one, I heard, like, it was Queens niggas that was throwing
at him. Nobody fucked with Safari, bro. Him and Nicki were perfect for each other.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
Only on these, bro.
Like, him and Nicki were, like, the perfect couple because they so fucking corny, bro. They should have just been corny together. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, but I think, like, one of, like, the most positive things that have come from all of, like, the fuckery that Nicki's gave us in these last couple months is, like, bro, at least we all see through that, like, the bullshit, quote-unquote, air quotes, like feminism shit.
Yeah,
the hollow feminism.
Right,
and it's like, that's not even to like shit on the whole cause because it is respectable.
It's like convenient.
It's a lot of things, but yeah, like, I'm not here for that convenient feminism shit either because it's a lot of this shit is principle.
Yeah.
And right or wrong, it's not about male or female, bro. A lot of principle is like black and white
type
shit.
Yeah.
No funny thing.
Is this shit wrong or is it right?
Right or wrong.
Yeah,
simple.
Yeah.
So it's like, for her to like go all crazy like that off. what was the chick, a blogger? Was she a blogger?
Yeah, she's like a writer.
That's corny as fuck.
Yeah.
Some of the corniest shit I've seen all year, bro. We might not see some more like doofus shit that somebody did type
shit. And then she was like, she had an interview and she was like just talking about how women shouldn't be hoes and talking about sex workers and all that stuff. But like she's
made a whole... You sell ass, nigga.
Anaconda, the whole video was about her ass. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the whole video. And it's like, you've gotten far because you've done this. So now that you've reached a certain point, how can you shame this? You know what I'm saying? But it's made you. Literally is what made you.
I feel like she needs to do like a whole whole transformation. I feel like she's at that point in her career where she can do that.
But I think it starts in the music,
bro,
though.
It starts in the music.
She's going to lose her mind soon, bro.
I feel like
she might have like a Britney Spears type breakdown.
Bro, she might have to
like
do
she shaves
the whole,
her head type
Yeah, because that album's going to go double paper plate. And she's gonna lose her mind, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, I don't care what, regardless of what you think about 6ix9ine. Like going to him
for help isn't the one.
That's a cry for help, bro.
It is, man.
That's a metro. That's a mustard beat, metro. All of them put together on one.
Yeah,
bro.
Oh yeah, murder beats though. Hey,
shout out to murder beats.
Murder beats is fine.
No. I mean, just like going to whoever's hot to get the hit.
And then the video, she's like. It's like very childlike, which is weird because he's a pedophile.
It's like a Candyland type thing.
Yeah, and they're like eating ice cream together. It's like, I don't get what the fuck this is or it's supposed to be. I don't even get what the fuck she was aiming for, you know?
Thing is, bro, people appreciate like genuine humans and genuine like artists for all this shit. That's one thing I can't say about Nicki right now. And it's like, regardless of, yo, Nicki's from Queens, bro. That's supposed to be home team.
Yeah.
We're supposed to like, this is not like niggas just like slandering her just to slander her. It's like, nah, ma. You doing a lot of shit that's like bringing this heat towards yourself.
And niggas fuck with some Nicki shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like the trajectory of her career.
It's just like
it's been crazy. Just like the last like 2-3 years.
You know what I'm saying? Four, yes.
Since the Pink Print, I guess, you know?
All right, I'd say after
I think Remy, that was the beginning of the end, bro.
Right. But also too, even
that's when the jig was up.
And yeah, Lil Kim shit, man.
But also too,
even the Lil Kim shit.
But also too, even with Remy too, yo. I feel like they didn't have to, like, beef.
No.
I feel like that was all, like, corporate-generated hoopla. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it got corny.
Because it got corny. Because, like, now, like, we are, like, our generation, we know Remy Ma for Terror Squad and the battle rap she used to do and shit like that. And the Annie Up freestyle
shot
and shit.
Lady Luck.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now the younger generation is going to know her for the chick who dissed fucking Nicki Minaj. Yeah. And it's like, yo, that's not even right. That's not even justified for her career.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She deserves more than that.
She deserves more than that. You know what I'm saying? She's one of the greatest female MCs of all time, lyrically, in my opinion.
And what always bothers me with social media is, like, when these fucking corporations jump in rap beef and try to, like, you know, get these clicks, get promotions. Like, even with the Meek Mill Drake, when you see like Applebee's dissing Meek, like that shit is corny.
Bro, niggas gave this nigga Norm so much space, bro.
It should be no country for this nigga, bro.
My nigga, that shit was repulsive, bro.
That's why like certain that Norm shit with niggas was boosting it. I'm like, yo, y'all gotta fall back.
Niggas can't. This goes back to what I'm saying. It's like, how can you not see through this bullshit? It's like, come on, bro. We've been on the internet at least a decade at this point, bro.
Yeah,
come on.
Bro.
You gotta know these traps and how to fucking not fall for these shits, bro. Yeah. Come on.
A lot of shit wouldn't even fly.
You gotta be savvy on the internet, bro. You can't be falling for all the booby traps.
But you know what it is? Niggas just grasped onto anything that's a talking point. Whatever it may be, you know? Which is crazy. So, let's say you guys are on Nicki's team. How do you rehabilitate the situation right now with her?
For what? Like, the album rollout? Or, like, her image?
Like, her whole...
Let's talk about...
Everything. Just the whole total package? The whole total.
Because the album is going to bomb. Any way you cut it, you slice it, it's not going to do.
Like.
It's not going to do what she would think it would do. So, how would you fix Nicki's career at this point?
Honestly, I would have her take like a year or two, like 3 years off.
Like a hiatus, right? Like
take a hiatus.
She's to the point where she could just tour her old music right now. And it's like, not to say like she's like fucking like.
Could she do
Daddy Kane or something? Like,
she don't got to do that. But
she could do what Wiz did.
She needs to take a couple steps back from like all this shit, because it looked bad for her now.
Yeah.
And she's not doing herself no favors.
Yeah. She could do
any of this.
What Wiz did in retrospect. Wiz did the whole Vegas tour just to, you know, make money. She could do like a little Vegas
tour. Like residency.
If Nicki and it's like, I don't think, you know what it is, and it's like, Nicki can, like, she can seem like a phony type sometimes, and it's like, you catch her on, like, a right day, like, you can see, like, a personality where it's like, okay, Nicki seems like, I fuck with Nicki.
Yeah.
Like, you catch her on the wrong day, too, you be like, oh, she seems like a cunt. Not to, I mean, not to throw out the window, but like, that's just like the duality of life. Like, she might be having bad days.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not judging.
Like that, that interview was crazy when she was like, kind of put the blame on Quavo with that whole, you know, the whole thing on Motorsport. It's like, kind of put that shit on Quavo, and he's like, what the fuck, you know? I don't know, man. This shit is weird, man. Like, I feel like Nicki should definitely take a step back, and then you gotta rework the whole music shit after this album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure the album's completed. Come out in like 2-3 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
So after that,
do some fashion or some shit. Like,
fashion or something.
Get off the internet, bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Do it.
Get hooked on phonics for the barbers, bro. Yeah. Something like
the worst fan base in all of hip hop.
All of hip hop.
You know what it is? It's like, particularly with the barbs, bro, and going, this is the other thing, and I guess this does tie back into the R. Kelly thing about how this shit just like behooves me, and I guess it's one last thing on the R. Kelly thing.
Yeah,
it became taboo to like R. Kelly a couple years ago again. That's the crazy part, because a couple years ago, like you see, like, and especially like niggas that like actually fuck with the music. So it's like, especially with like Nick, like connected to Nicki and the barbs, it's like, yo, are y'all gonna have like no self growth? No, like actually, like,
none,
like,
bro.
Transparency and noticing what's going on and shit. It's like, yeah. Nah. It's just, y'all doing the same dumb shit y'all was doing in like 2010 to
us. It's all 14-year-old gay men. Yeah. Bro. And it's all our whole fan base. That's all it is. And it's like, it's no growth within that. Because they go and Nicki go. Nicki ain't growing, so it's like,
yeah, they going off they jumping off the cliff.
Like, blindly, I seen niggas.
Blindly.
I seen niggas defending 6ix9ine being a pedo. Just that's how bad they want Nicki to be successful, and it's like insane to me. It's insane.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, but shout out to Nicki. Get that shit together. I hope this queen shit is at least semi decent for her sake. All right, so we're gonna jump right into the next shit. Another some more bullshit. Floyd and 50, bro.
Man, that shit is getting ugly, man. The more time goes by, bro.
Like, really bad, bro.
What Steven Jackson said was
absolutely 100% right.
Accurate. Because I honestly felt like that whole friendship in general was just not real.
Didn't feel real. Just like two rich niggas hanging out.
Right. It's kind of like when, like in baseball, when remember when the whole like Yankees, like remember like the two, it's like the 2008 Yankees, bro.
Oh yeah, like when Mark Teixeira and all them niggas came over.
Before that, when they had like, it was like Giambi, and then they fucking like, they were let's bring Randy Johnson through.
Yeah, just like bring niggas over.
05
Yankees. I'm sorry. They're like, yeah, let's bring Randy Johnson through and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Watch Randy Johnson.
Yeah, like, you know, and it was just like, yo, like at that point he was rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't want to ring chase anymore.
And plus, like, him playing in like New York was kind of wild. Like,
right.
It was even like Arizona. Yes.
Look, always a small market guy, but it was kind of like that to me. Like that, and like the whole Yankees, like, you know, 50 Cent type, that whole mega deal.
Yeah,
so it's just like, it didn't feel genuine.
Never.
Know what I'm saying? Like. So it's like,
and plus, like, these niggas beef all the time. I feel like
this is the third time.
This time is different, bro. I feel like,
yeah, it's getting a little too personal.
Nah, bro. The last time we thought it was different, bro, because they went a couple years not fucking with each other, bro.
Yeah.
And then like, cause I remember like a couple years, it's like I thought that relationship was severed already.
This is after the reading shit.
This is after the reading shit, bro.
That shit is hilarious, though. The Breakfast Club clip of him trying to read, bro.
I am Floyd Mayweather here.
Man, yeah.
If you could read one page of a Harry Potter book,
nigga. That's a classic. Yeah. I can't front. That shit was funny.
Nah,
but this
man.
Time,
yo.
This time niggas mentoring murder, suicides, niggas fucking niggas' wives, bringing up people's kids.
And then Marquise was on FaceTime with
Floyd today, bro. Man. It's like, come on, dog. Like, that shit is getting too far. Somebody gotta intervene. But it's like, these niggas is so
hard. Who's gonna intervene? Al Heyman?
Jesse Jackson, bro.
Yo, these are just two equally petty, rich, bored motherfuckers, bro. That's all this shit is.
How do you be rich and that bored, bro? Like, you gotta find a hobby at that point. You know what I'm saying? 50 got a whole number one show on TV, bro. Floyd Mayweather just made $200 million last year, bro. For one fight.
Bored, bro.
And you bored. Like, I don't get you niggas, man. I don't understand it. Like, Where do you think this shit goes? Because it's already at that point where it could go one or two ways with them.
I don't know. I think they're just not
going to... I think anything's going to happen out of this
shit, bro. You think they're just going to go about their day?
They're just not going to fuck with each other anymore. Or it's gonna reconcile again later on.
In 16 months when Floyd fights next May... And fucking, he's coming out to the ring with 50, bro. Are we gonna be surprised? He's
coming out the wood of gangster.
Are we gonna be surprised, bro? No.
Nah.
No, it's like.
In wrestling, they call this shit a work. This is a work, bro. I think we'll be a work into the shoot.
This is the only publicity that 50 could get right now, honestly. And Junior Stans could kill me for that shit if they want.
That's crazy because this nigga got a whole number one show, bro.
All this nigga do is facts, bro. But nigga, the shot that Floyd sent at 50 on that shit was low key true, bro.
It was.
Niggas, you get at people that are ghosts, bro.
Yeah. Get at people that are high. I mean, he didn't lie. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, niggas watch that shit for ghosts, bro. Niggas not watching that shit for ghosts, bro.
Even though I think 50 is fucking phenomenal.
I think he is. Nah, he definitely is, bro.
He's not acting. I think he just played himself pretty much, you know? But yeah, man. I hope them niggas work it out. Two rich niggas.
I don't give a fuck with them niggas. I don't give a fuck with them niggas, bro.
Only Ray J can fix this, my nigga. Only Ray J can fix this. All right, so we're going to jump into this fucking Demi Lovato shit, my nigga.
Oh, God.
Meth, my nigga?
It was meth, yeah. It wasn't dog food.
It was meth?
Once you start doing dog food, meth, crack, that's like...
Yeah, word.
You're at the end.
I thought it was some, like, you know, she had a little blow cane.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, sometimes, you know, this is what I thought.
Maybe
like,
she was zanned up.
No, this is what I thought, like, because she had a little overdose, right? So I'm like, all right, she's probably, you know, I'm working out. She's probably, you know, doing a little workout. She's like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a little bumpy, you know what I'm saying? Then after that.
Quick little song.
Yeah, quick little. And then she kept working out and then her heart, whatever. So yeah, I'm like, that counts as overdose, yeah, though, for your heart. So yeah, I'm like.
Leave that Narcan alone, guys.
Yeah, for real. Nah, man.
Should save her life, they said, though.
Did it?
Yo, listen. Jesus, hey, man. Christ, bro. Hey, it's crazy, man. Like, we might have to take Narcan training, bro. Like,
that's crazy, bro. That's kind of like the era we in, though.
Nah, but I mean, also, too, the whole opioids thing, too. Like, that's what probably led to her going to this.
Probably was on the coke or whatever, and then start fucking with, you know, the pill,
Zan, yeah. It happens, that's bro.
Like
but
the,
like,
is that like the, I don't know. I don't fuck with drugs.
All right, to me, the line, usually, I mean, like, it goes from, like, you know, it's Perky's to, like, Vikings and then to dog food.
Dog food, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, she was fucking with the blues, though, like, the Perky's and the Roxy's and shit. So, like... That's sad, man, and it shows to show you, like, you know what I'm saying, like, addiction really is a disease. Like, you really can't.
It's like an everyday. It's not like something.
It's a struggle every day.
It's not like something you break and you good. It's like something you always gonna have to.
You're always gonna have. Yo, literally, like, when they say in fucking, you know, your Betty Ford Clinic, one day at a time. Like, that's what that shit really means, hey, bro. Man, one day at a time.
I'm just looking forward to Uncle Murder dropping that Demi Lovato smoke.
He got to. Because the niggas got to. The thing is, I didn't get on Twitter. Niggas are talking about.
Smoke meth.
Everybody I get with niggas like, y'all call Lamar Odom a crackhead, but not Demi Lovato. I'm like, yo, Lamar Odom legitimately smoked crack. You know what I'm saying? He's like, really a crackhead. Like, it's not like a.
She's a crackhead too, though.
Yeah, it's not like banter.
Nah.
He really was a crackhead, bro.
Meth head is different.
Meth head, that's different.
Yeah, that's
disgusting.
Well, you even hop that in Hollywood.
I don't know,
bro.
Man. I've always felt like a lot of this slander comes from a good place, and it's like, I want better for you.
It's all these Disney.
I'm going to slander you, and I'm going to get these jokes off. I'm sorry. This is the way, like, I am.
Because even with
I want better for all y'all acts.
Yeah, because even with Lamar Odom, when that shit first happened, and they found him unconscious, niggas was like, oh, shit, pray for Lamar.
Come on,
shut up. Hope he's good. But soon as niggas found out he was good, this crackhead ass nigga. But think about it. Niggas was happy for him when he showed up with Kobe at his retirement. It was like, oh, shit, hello here. That's just what people do, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what black people do. Like, we're gonna make sure you good. Once you good, you gotta take these jokes, bro. Yeah,
nah, yeah, Demi, get well soon, because we got some jokes.
We got some heat for you. Love you.
Love you.
We gotta get you, bro. Smoke the meth.
Start hanging out with some black people. I don't know about the crowds you into.
She was in the Walter White, man.
Bro, the Heisenberg pack, bro.
Yo.
that crystal blue persuasion.
That's wicked, bro.
She was on the Heisenberg
pack. That crystal blue.
That's crazy. God, but speaking of Lamar Odom.
Hey, man, if you don't want
to... Yo, first of all...
This nigga got into a scuffle at Hooters. First
of all...
Why are you in Hooters, bro?
And first of all, the Hooters are...
parking met. Lot is so depressing, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, for real, yeah. There's a project right behind
this. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, isn't Palmenade right behind this?
Yeah, bro. Why is he in poverty eating terrible chicken, God, bro?
Bro, and it's not even that, bro. Like, the Hooters girls at Fresh Meadows, man. I mean, not to slander y'all. Yeah.
Very
meager white women. Let's be honest. Like,
now, actually, wait.
St. John's,
30 actually wait nah
girls that being Dak in the silver
from what I heard Hooters be lit in the summer because it'd be all the chicks that be coming home from school, so like it'd be all types of exotic joints in it.
So you think it'd be bad joints in it?
Bro, in the summertime, yeah. Bro, Hooters, you gotta go to Hooters by the season, bro. So here's how you do Hooters.
Summer Hooters is cool.
Let's find out they got like a backdoor brothel back there, bro. Or some shit.
That'd be an ill finesse. Like, low key.
Hey, man, okay, let's do it.
Can I say, let's set it up.
Capitalism, let's get it.
Nah, that'd be crazy.
You want your wings blown at?
got rocking white skippies.
Yo, son, why my man LO? What kind of scuff are you getting into that? Niggas pull out heat in Hooters, bro. It's like...
I could imagine, too, because, like, the movie theater's right next door.
Right.
So, like, motherfucker, I could imagine kids watching Incredibles, my parents watching Incredibles 2 with their parents. So, here's... Da, 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 da.
Niggas watching the trailer to that Christopher Robin Winnie the Pooh movie.
Word, yeah.
Hearing the 40 goal. So, like, crazy. Yo,
and that's crazy, too, because that Hooters has, like, outside.
Yeah, it's a whole, like, outside area. Like, you know.
Damn, bro.
Shout out to LO, man.
You know, the bullet fragment's still out there and shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga's 30 for 30 is going to be nuts. Ridiculous.
Yo, all right. Nigga. All right. Now, I want to ask you this question. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
If y'all were to do a
30 for 8, bros. Eight
nah, if eight. If y'all were to do a 30 for 30, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Give me your 30 for 30 story that you would direct.
That I would direct?
Ooh.
I want to do the future story. Bro.
Hold on. I mean, the best NBA 30 for 30 that's never gonna be made is the Palace at Auburn Hills.
No, they're not gonna
make that.
Nah, it's gonna happen.
They're not gonna, bro. The NBA are not putting that. They have all the footage. They're not putting that shit out there.
Nigga,
bro.
I watched that shit because, live.
I remember seeing that shit live, bro. Yeah, you gotta understand, the NBA owns all that footage. And since that shit happened, it's been a decade already, bro.
Yeah.
They haven't put that shit out, bro.
Yeah,
only thing you can still find is the grainy footage.
On YouTube. Yeah, you never get video the HD. Footage of
it, bro.
Yo, that's crazy. I ain't think about it.
Yeah, bro. They're not letting that shit go.
I watched that shit live. That shit was damn. Nuts.
You know... I don't know if he has one, but does Allen Iverson have a 30 for 30?
Yeah, he was one of the first ones.
He had one, right?
Yeah, the bowling alley case.
Yes.
Fire 30.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Allen Iverson.
I know.
J.R. Smith wanted to be good.
I know it would never happen, but a Chris Benoit one, man.
That would actually be phenomenal.
But WWE, they not letting that rock.
Yeah, hell no.
Niggas, who's Chris Benoit to the WWE anymore? They freaking erased him.
Erased him because, like, you go any further researching him, and you see all them bumps he took, head bumps, man.
Yeah, man, it's sick, man.
Yeah.
Was he not the first person that, like, got, you know... The case CTE of CTE?
Yeah, he was like the first like big star. But I feel like all them niggas got CTE, sure, you know?
If I were to do a fucking 30 for 30, damn, this is interesting. I would honestly do the whole NCAA federal basketball corruption
case. Yeah, it's a very
interesting thing. Because the way it started off, it's pretty much, it's interesting. Because like, it was a kid who played AAU basketball. And he was a manager for Arizona.
Yeah.
And he got into like a random drug charge at a party.
Right.
Like on some weed chain. He's like, yo, fuck this shit. Because his parents were rich. And he's like, you know what? I got something bigger than this.
Nah, yo, dude.
And he snitched on pretty much.
Oh, he broke down.
Broke down everything.
And all of, yeah.
Well, not Patino. Patino's different, but the whole Arizona case with them paying the players.
Yeah.
And, like, that pretty much broke the mold of how, you know, schools got to recruit now.
Damn. I feel like certain niggas get away with shit. Because I know Calipari's doing some backdoor shit.
No, but, I mean, if you think about it, though, if you think about it with Calipari, I mean, if you look at it like this, every school he's left, they've gone on probation.
Yeah, after him, though.
After.
Yeah, after him. Because he's...
They had the Marcus Camby.
That cagey motherfucker.
They had the...
Yo, he's the slickest motherfucker.
They had the Marcus Camby situation.
Yeah.
And then they had the Derrick Rose situation.
Oh, shit, in Memphis.
And then Kentucky. But It's interesting though, because with Kentucky, I mean,
now Cal know where all the bodies buried, bro.
Right. Yeah, he
know. Now Cal really like on his Tommy status right
yo,
now, bro.
Yo,
like,
he know what.
Like, hey, listen, coming strapped to
it's crazy because yo, I hate Kentucky. I hate Calipari, but yo, I fuck with them at the same time because yo, like it's always his staff is so New York, yo.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
It was Rod. It was Rod Strickland and Ortega at his on his staff.
Time.
Like
that nigga got so gangster, for real, bro.
Like, you know, like Rod Strickland got the hood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then like Ortega got you know like all the other motherfuckers.
Exactly,
so it's like that,
bro.
Like,
so it's like I don't know. I think. Nick Saban, he doing some foul shit. Alabama, bro. I know some trite
but
shit.
But college football is different, though. Because, I mean, like...
Shit, all corrupt, bro. Let's
right.
Not,
it's all sports are... Yeah, all NCAA sports are corrupt, in my opinion. But, like, basketball is interesting to me because it's the commodity of the player. Like, with Ben... Like, let's say, like, even the top 10 players in the class, you know, mm-hmm. like next year coming out, like, all right, like, the Duke three people.
Williamson, all of them.
Williamson, Reddish, and Barrett. You know what I'm saying? Like they're probably gonna be top five picks in the draft next year. You know what I'm saying? So like,
but what's next time coming out? Or is that next year? Shaq's
on. He's this year, but he has to do it. You know, he has to get bigger and stronger and everything like that.
But he's nice though.
He's nice, but like those three, I'm gonna use those three as an example. Like, they mean so much more to the school than like. The acts, you know what I mean? Like they bring in so much more money,
especially Williamson, bro. Because
it's not gonna even be
that nigga highest for like 4 years,
right?
Now,
it's not even gonna be him. Like it's just because Duke basketball.
He's the worst out of the three, bro.
Yeah, he's the worst out of the three.
That's the craziest part.
That's not and that like, crazy, bro. He's
like that nigga was playing all doctors' kids, like you know what I'm saying. Like,
I'm more hyped for RJ Barrett.
Yo, yeah, that nigga's gonna be filthy, bro. He's gonna be filthy.
Like, but like my whole thing was just like, yo, like the how. They mean so much more to the school than the actual coach. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
crazy, man. But yeah.
Fuck my 30 for 30, I think, I know niggas have talked about this shit before, but this shit would really be fucking nuts. That fucking Gainesville, the Florida Gators, 30 for 30.
Tebow,
Aaron Hernandez, Cam Newton.
That's a crazy.
Percy Harvin, Riley Cooper.
Yeah, bro.
That's Carlos Dunlap, all them niggas was on that shit, bro.
That team got more bodies, man, than
they gotta be making that shit.
That team got a collective of like four bodies.
Fucking Urban Meyer over there.
Easy.
Four bodies.
Easy. Holy
shit. Nigga, Urban Meyer faked the heart condition just so you get out of there, bro.
I feel that. It's like when you fake sick at work. I feel like
the Heat was coming down on him too.
Oh yeah.
Because no one, because like Florida's good, but like Florida's a power, but like they weren't like. They were a power.
They were different.
Florida, because we're used to Florida, you know what I'm saying, us growing up there, like, being, like, you know, like...
All right.
They're all right. Like,
but it was always, like, Florida State and then Miami.
Florida, they had their... They used to run shit
Florida had
that was their peak. That was their peak, because they went, like... I think they went, like, back-to-back.
They went back-to-back. Bro, they lost four games in the span of 5 years.
That's insane,
though. That's probably one of the greatest football dynasties of all time.
Right.
That's better than USC's dynasty, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But like, it's like, yo, it was weird because that whole time of like football was just like, yo, like they were so far ahead of everyone else, but they had so much problems.
Even like so much backdoor shit that was going on that we didn't find out about till after the fact. Like crazy shit, man. But yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, all that shit, bro. All
right, so we gonna jump into this next topic. I started a new gig. I got a new job. Shout out to me getting to the bag.
Always.
Congratulations.
Like some shit I noticed at work, like certain etiquette shit that niggas be doing that be fucking with me, bro. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna start off here. Shout out to all my West Indian niggas. Shout out to all my Indian niggas. But I got an issue. When you putting fish and curry in the microwave.
So inconsiderate.
In the break room microwave. That's a problem, bro.
Nigga, that shit should be legal everywhere,
to be honest. That's a felony.
Honestly, bro. Unless you live in like a gated community, bro, you really shouldn't be doing that shit, bro.
No, don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Because you got niggas like me who are allergic to fucking, you know, shellfish and shit.
Bro, one fish plate, bro, could cut off you, bro. Yeah.
son, like, niggas don't understand, like,
you
like,
just eat some shrimp.
At work eating a big ass jumbo shrimp,
bro. Like,
hate y'all niggas.
I know y'all niggas eat shrimp in here and shit, but like,
of course, nigga.
My nigga, the smell of that shit, bro.
Lobster,
reef,
bro, it reeks. Like, y'all niggas don't understand how bad that shit smells, bro.
That shit stay in your pores, bro.
It's curry smells. That shit gonna stay with you rest of the day until you wash them shits again, bro.
You ever, like, finger a dirty bitch, bro, and then you get some, like, fucking little pussy cuticles in your leg, shit, bro? Yeah. Shit nasty, bro.
It's nasty.
It's the same way that, it's the same way that fish stink.
And not even that it stays with you physically, it stays with you mentally. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit just like, damn, you really violated me, bitch. Like, you know?
And it's the work. Like, you go, like, all right, like, you can put, any freshwater fish in the fridge is cool. I mean, and the microwave is cool.
Yeah, it works.
You could
get in and out.
You could do a nice little snapper or a salmon in the microwave.
In and out.
That's fair. But like, yo, if you put in tilapia or like codfish in there,
putting codfish,
that is like disrespectful.
Niggas
bro.
Putting codfish in the Black and Decker, smallest Black and Decker in the workroom, and that shit bothers me, my nigga. Goddamn. And also another gripe. I know everybody poops. I read the book. You know what I'm saying? But when you go to work and you make it a routine to take house shits, y'all know what a house shit is.
Yeah, bro.
You know what a house shit is.
You get naked. You got to take your whole clothes
when
off.
When you got to get ass naked, bro, socks off, no shirt, bro. Just your chain on. Yo. Talk about a house shit.
Wiping the sweat off you.
Wiping the sweat off.
Yo.
You only can wipe your ass with 2-ply, because one, it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna catch all of it.
Goddamn.
When I'm talking about niggas taking house shits at the job regularly, like, this is your routine. It's your coffee, then it's your shit. I got an issue.
Yo, no that's courtesy a problem. Flush.
Too. No courtesy. The thing is, this is what I'm saying. Niggas go in there, take a shit, don't even follow shit protocol. You know you're supposed to shit flush one
no
motion.
For this shit, man.
One motion. You shitting and letting that shit simmer in the toilet. That shit seasoning, bro. I got a problem with that shit, bro.
Yo.
I was ready to buy.
I can feel the smell. I can feel the smell come up when I take a shit.
I
like
go
that,
in the
bro.
Bathroom. I'm not even taking a shit, bro. I come in there to take a leak, wash my hands, be on my day. I'm mid leak in the urinal. I'm like, I can't even finish this piss. This is so bad.
Nigga walk out with mesothelioma, nigga.
I wash my hands so damn bad asbestos from the ass in my face. I got an issue with that. Stop taking a house shit, home shit at work. I don't fuck with that shit.
Shit's disgusting.
It's foul, man.
Y'all can chime in after this, but I got one more thing.
Yo, honestly, because all right, where I work at a, you know what I'm saying, like, I work at a pizzeria and shit.
Right.
So, like, motherfuckers be doing cocaine in the bathroom, bro.
God damn.
I'm like, yo, bro.
It's not even good for the product. Like,
it's one thing, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to, you know what I'm saying, like, bro, you can't leave your straw by the toilet, dog.
Nah. That's not good coke etiquette.
It's not proper coke etiquette, number one, because, yo, like, God forbid, you know what I'm saying, like, my nigga, like, You gotta where you rubbing alcohol at, bro?
You're not even professional with your shit.
Yeah,
sloppy like, rookies.
This shit is gone.
And it's just nasty, bro. Like, if you're gonna do drugs in the bathroom, you know what I'm saying?
Do them right.
And like also too, yo, like, fam, like the piss thing. Like, yo, if you I know, like, there's some bathrooms where it's just like, you know, it's like the gas station bathrooms at jobs. You know what I'm saying? You got the urinals and shit.
Yeah.
But like, yo. Don't piss on a seat. Like, yo, you can step. The whole point of the gas station bathroom, niggas don't know this, bro. You can step over the toilet,
right,
and drop your dick in and pee in the shit.
At an angle, at like a 90-degree.
At a 90-degree angle, so you'll be
fine. Nah, it's not 90, bro.
It's not 90,
it's
but
not
like
90.
75.
It's an acute angle.
You know what I'm saying?
But you can get your issue off, though.
Right. You're fine. You know, heavy, nice stream. No, it's not going to fuck up the stream or nothing like that. But, yo, like, you just have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, do that. Like, motherfuckers sometimes, yo, like, be pissing on the seat and on top of the seat. How you piss on top of the seat?
I don't know. Niggas in bathrooms be so creative because it be, like, shit happening. Like, how the fuck did this get here? I remember in high school, I literally walked in the bathroom. It was shit on the floor. Like, how, my nigga? On entry. It's not even, like, it was near a toilet. Just somebody just, like, you know what? I'm shitting in the middle of the floor.
Yo,
like,
if you ever had a job where you actually had to, like, do any semblance of, like, cleaning up after niggas, you really, it don't take you long to realize. It's like, bro, who the fuck fuck race y'all niggas,
yo, niggas are
like,
terrible, bro.
It's like, I ain't in, and it's like, not even to say, like, I ain't littered or no shit like that, but it's like, bro.
That's different from the shit niggas be doing.
Yeah, niggas be, like, fucking disrespecting.
Throwing, you know, your McDonald's bag out the window is different, because it's fucking compost. It's gonna fucking disintegrate in the fucking air anyway. It's gonna go back in the dirt, so, like, you know, it doesn't matter, but, like, bro, you're literally shitting on the floor.
Craziness. Like
you're pissing on the floor.
Yo, another gripe I have, right? Because, so, you know, when you go into work, you might not be having a nice day, but the way I was raised is, if a nigga say good morning to you, you say good morning to that nigga back. Especially if they black. Yeah, especially if you black.
Oh, yeah. It'd be...
But if we brothers, niggas, at this job, in this white... Nigga, if I tell you good morning, nigga, say good morning to me back. Nigga,
what
like,
the fuck? Ass nigga, what the
that's
fuck?
It. I ain't ask you for your social security. I ain't ask you to do shit for me. Nigga, I say good morning, my nigga. Like, that shit is so rude, because I went out my way. You don't know what kind of day I had. I could have been on a fucked up day. Went out my way, say good morning to you. Niggas just looking at me. Niggas looking at me. I'm like, we in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that shit. Plus, like, the way I was raised is, like, my mom always, like, when you black or Hispanic... Niggas are already going through, you got an attitude, right? So when you go into these spaces, you greet everybody. You know what I'm saying? I go in there greeting niggas, motherfuckers looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm just like, oh, so now it's fuck me, you know? That's what I got from it. Yeah, so it's just fuck me, you know? I don't like that shit, man. Niggas is rude. Who raised you? Y'all got any workplace gripes y'all want to air out?
Oh, yeah. This goes for all y'all stinky motherfuckers. Deodorant is not optional, bro. Especially when niggas working the cubicles and shit. It's like, come on, we in these tight spaces, bro.
Yo, facts.
Can't be doing that shit, bro. Nah, man.
And also, too, like, the whole, like, talking to me too much. Like, when is talking to me too much? Like, all right, like, you could, like, you know, like, you gotta find that one nigga at work you gotta be cool with, you know what I'm saying? It's inevitable. It's
the only way so you can survive.
Only way you can survive at work. Yeah. That's a healthy working relationship. That's why you go to work. Also, too, like, when is, like, talking to me too much? Like, too much, like...
Because, you know, you got some niggas that won't speak to you at all, but you got some niggas that be coming to your area all the time. It's like, yo, bro, I got shit to do, like, you know what I'm saying? You making it hot for both of us, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, we both, yo, relax.
Nah,
you
big know facts, what I'm big facts. But, like, it's nuts, bro. It's fucking nuts.
I don't get it, man. Y'all got any more grapes?
Hey, man, the cigarette smokers. If you don't want to work, just don't come to work. If you want to take a fucking cigarette break all the time just to get out and fucking procrastinate shit.
My nigga, the Marlboro long breaks
be killing me, my nigga.
Shit, man.
It's like, yo, my nigga.
We gotta talk to our labor reps, nigga. Make sure we get them pack breaks, bro.
Yo,
don't make no sense to me, man.
As soon as tree is legal in New York, bro,
I'm getting taking a pack break.
I'm taking pack breaks every 5 minutes, bro. Fuck them niggas, we ball.
Smoking the bowl on my every five. Yo, I feel like niggas be smoking the hundreds on purpose just to take a longer bogey break.
Yep.
And from a nigga who used to smoke cigarettes, I'm like, why would you want to smoke a hundreds, bro? Like, those shits, like. Those shits are literally death. You smoking it, like, yo, like, from a former cigarette smoker, bro, like, I look at it like this, yo, like, you, it's baby steps, you know, you go from the menthols, but niggas smoke menthols now. I don't know why niggas smoke menthols.
Niggas always been smoking menthols. Niggas been always smoking
menthols. Like, I used to smoke, I used to smoke the Cowboy Killers, the Red Pack.
Preach, huh?
Now, they the cheapest ones. And I used to smoke the fucking, the Marlboro Lights and shit, but, like, motherfuckers have smoked light hundreds, and I'm like, bro, you smoking a light cigarette, and it's the long one. So it's like, bro, like, what craving are you getting out of that shit, bro?
Nothing. They just doing it for like, the to love. Me, like, yo, just like, to get out of work, you
like,
know?
To me, like, niggas, like, yo, like, if you're a musician, you should smoke in 100, bro. Because, like, it looks cool on stage.
Yeah. And it's not going to fuck up your voice.
Yeah, much. Like, yeah. I see Mac DeMarco, you know what I'm saying? Nigga performed with a whole 100
on. Chappelle was smoking during the fucking...
Facts. That's a fact. That's a fact.
During the special he did.
Yeah, bro. That's smoking 100, bro.
Because he smoked that motherfucker the whole time. A whole bro, time, bro.
I can't even... yo, I was smoking...
One cigarette.
That's crazy, bro. Like, how you savor... Like, how you enjoy a cigarette like that? Like, I can't even...
Nigga... remind me of the Pepsi Cam drink during that IG Live,
yes,
bro.
Yes.
That nigga drink that one Pepsi for like 45
Cam
minutes.
Cam was
nigga.
Talking about Jim. He was taking sips, bro. Like, I swear to God, he was on there like an hour. One can, bro. I don't even know if he finished it.
Nigga, that was a legendary night, bro. Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, that was a legendary night.
He had Juju in there serving him food. He was in a robe.
Nigga, true story.
Destroying Jimmy.
Nigga,
bro.
True story. I was working in LIC at the time, bro, and I had just got out of work. And Cam had said, I think he might have said some shit the night before that I'm going live tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I remember, I'm like, I'm getting out of work type shit. And it's like, I had to take the train back. I'm going to hop on the E train.
Right.
And I remember, I'm like, nah. I can't miss this shit.
Yeah, I gotta get home.
Nigga, I was in the station on the MTA Wi-Fi watching that shit. Nigga.
Poverty Wi-Fi.
Speaking of his Wi-Fi was fucking up the whole time.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if he's in.
But the crazy thing is that nigga had like 24,000 viewers. Like niggas was on Twitter live tweeting this nigga on IG, bro.
Nah.
That shit was crazy. Epic.
Yo, all fuck right. Karen Civil, man. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Shout to Freaky Zeke.
Wait, what he do with her again?
She stole that nigga money, man. Yeah. She stole like 50 bands from him or some shit like that, man.
Karen Civil stole.
Talking all. About she, it was payment for her work there.
Come on.
Karen Civil stole all them bands. Still can't find a good wig, bro. That shit. Terrible.
Crazy. Her and Pam Oliver got the worst wigs, bro.
God damn.
It's the truth, though.
Pam Oliver be looking like Chewbacca on week 11, bro.
But the thing, thing that's crazy about Pam Oliver, she's not a bad looking woman. Bro, it's just the wigs, the bro. Wigs.
Bro, and it be it's crazy too, bro. Cause like,
nah, bro,
be,
them conditions at the Meadowlands be wild though.
Nah, I get it. I get it, bro. But it's like, yo, like, how you
at least send Pam to a dome, my nigga. Come on, son. Let Aaron Andrews get them. Meadowlands games.
They be having
it
out there. All the Cole games. Shit. Like, Billy. She had Lincoln.
Yeah.
Fist.
She had Lambo. Lambo.
Worst condition. I remember one. Yo, she was doing a playoff game in Green Bay when it the Dash game. Yeah. The Dash touchdown game.
Oh, my
how
God.
Your wig fucked up, but you got a hat on, son. Like, bro, her shit was doing the fucking, like, the T.I. split.
Nah,
like,
man,
I'm
her
waist
be looking like that black shit. Carlos Boozer was putting his head for a minute, bro.
Beijing,
that Beijing. Black ice.
I'm like, yo. And my mom don't even watch football like that. You know what I'm saying?
But she knew, son.
She's like, goes, yo, what the fuck is Pam doing?
Always look a mess.
You always look a mess, bro. Shout out to her,
yo,
man.
Yo, question. Could y'all see yourselves fucking with a girl with a wig?
Oh yeah. Cause every woman's wearing a wig now, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like taboo.
You know what's crazy?
Like,
flavors, first chick, I like the flavors, first chick that put me onto the wig, yo, like, she went to my college. She used to strip.
Yeah.
And like she used to live in the P's too.
Of course.
You know, East Harlem type shit. And like, yo, Shorty was like, yo, like, she took her shit off. I'm like,
nah.
Shit.
I was like, oh nah.
But the ass was so fat. So she was like, yeah.
What kind of braids does she have underneath? Like the Josh Childress joints?
Nah.
Hot sauce joints. Like which braids?
You said Josh Childress.
Nah, she had the, she had the, alright, I'm gonna throw it back.
Darius Miles joints, bro.
Like the Silta Shaka?
Nah, she had the,
She had the Dave East joints?
She had the Rick, nah, she had the,
Dave East joints.
She had the Ricky Davis joints.
Yeah.
If you remember Ricky Davis, if you remember
Ricky, 12.6 assists a game.
Yo,
straight.
She had the Ricky Davis, the crisscross John. And I'm like, yo.
You said Davies braids.
God damn.
That nigga braids ain't grown 6 months.
Oh my God, not the Nick Cannon joints, bro. The Nick Cannon joints.
Oh, the drum line?
Yeah, bro.
Oh my.
Bro, those are the Ricky Davis joints,
yeah,
bro.
Those the Ricky.
She had the bro.
Those
she had
the thing joints,
yeah,
bro.
She had those shits. But like, and I'm like, damn, son. She really like.
Shout out to all my beloveds.
And I'm like,
that's
yo,
amazing
she,
that nigga even remember that nigga lines. Nigga braids were so tight, bro.
Yo, bro,
crazy. That movie's a classic, bro.
Shout out to Drumline. Shout out to Love and Cluster Thing. Man. Shout out to Nick Cannon.
Yeah, Nick Cannon. Shout out.
All right, bro. No shouts out to Azalea Banks though.
Yeah, nah.
She's a bodega cat, my nigga.
No shout out. More shout out.
All right, bro. So we got a lot of listener questions this week. Shout out to all of you beautiful people for sending in listener questions, and I'm going to run through with my guys here. All right, first one. Shout out to the homie Justin. He asks, who's the more calculated bully, 50 Cent or Drake? I'm going to go with 50 Cent.
Curtis Jackson, for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go with
50
Cent. I'm with 50 Cent. He dissed Jadakiss and Fat Joe for just getting on the song with Ja Rule. Like, why?
And R. Kelly, too.
He had a sex tape of Rick Ross, baby,
you know what it is?
With him commentating on it.
You know what it is? I think Drake might like try and show some semblance of being like an adult. This nigga 50 is like
childish.
50's that dude you went to high school with, and you mean he was like, yo, you really did not change, bro.
Yo, you're the same. You're the same. Reunion, 10 years.
You the same nigga that we was in high school and lunch roasting type shit. You doing the same shit, bro.
Now Drake is calculated he's calculated, but I don't think he has the aggression or ruthlessness that 50 comes with. You know, 50 only
maliciousness.
Maliciousness, bro. Like, the only beef I can remember 50 losing is the Royce joint. But he came at Royce hard.
I don't even think he lost that beef. That's the crazy thing. He,
you don't think
he might have. No, no. In the long run, he didn't win.
Yeah.
But, like,
at in the short term,
what happened in the actual
with his baby mother and taking pictures with him.
Yeah, she's bad, bro.
Yeah, that was that's calculated.
That gunplay shit too, man.
Like, they beat the fuck out of gunplay, bro. They had gunplay looking like fucking Pikachu at the BT Awards, bro. He's getting his ass whooped.
God damn.
shout out gunplay, man. Shout out, you know.
Word.
But shout we're gonna go.
Don Logan, man.
I think it's we're gonna unanimously go with 50 Cent on this one. All right, we got a question from the homie Veronica. She wants to know, how do you know when you're in love? For me, I know when I'm in love with a woman, if I see her out with another dude, and I get jealous. But that has to happen.
Yeah, nah. I think some jealousy is, like, natural.
You not, know, like, crazy jealous, but, like, you see her and be like, damn, son. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how I know if I love a chick when fucking, I don't know, bro. That's a convoluted question.
It is. But, like, what's that first, I'm talking about that first moment, like, damn. Love this bitch.
I'm like, you know, check.
Not bitch, but you know what I'm
checking in on her and shit like that, you know.
Yeah. Snigga Kevin.
Kevin smooth, bro. Kevin smooth, bro.
Hey, man, Jay-Z said that love is everlasting. So, then you guys feel that?
Nah, son, honestly, bro, very big sense, bro. If I'm willing to text back and pause the game of 2K for you, you might be doing some end roads and getting in there. Because niggas not pausing that game of 2K for nobody, to be honest.
That's real, so especially my career, bro.
Yeah, niggas play. We play 10-minute quarters, too, bro.
I need that VC.
VC. Like, nah, yeah, son. You got to get through them games, bro. I can't just be texting back and shit, fuck up the whole flow, bro.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's true. What about you, Rhea?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Also, making time to chill with you, like, if I genuinely enjoy hanging out with you, man.
Yeah, I gotta enjoy hanging.
Nah, honestly, we could just address the elephant in the room. Once you're ready to eat her ass, you really love her, bro.
That's a fact.
Yeah. But then again, I love a lot of women.
He said, I love you all, baby.
Pump my tongue in your ass.
Yeah,
you
know, it's true.
Yo, listen.
Shout out to all my penny lickers.
I'm feeling infatuated.
So my penny lickers out there, feel me?
I'm a bottom feeder. I'm a bottom feeder.
Man. Once again, I've said this before. To quote the great Fat Trail, I put my tongue in her butt, it's a wrap.
Yep. That picture is legendary.
SBSB.
All right, it's no other way for me to show my gratitude for you.
Honestly, I'm gonna make a cater to you remix with just about eating ass, bro. But that's how we know, Veronica. Shout out to you.
Oh my god.
All right, so next question from the homie Rob. He wants to know, the Lakers finna give niggas drugs this year? Hell no. The niggas is gonna be all right. They might be a fifth seed, bro. That's high as I go for the Lakers.
Bro,
what are you guys thinking, man?
Nigga, Beasley and Lance gonna be chain smoking loud in like the Staples Center parking lot, bro. Big pack, bro. Hell yeah, nigga. LA never gonna be the same, bro.
Beasley definitely bringing New York style out west with him.
But
bro.
Hey, man, I don't know. I think the Lakers are gonna be fun, bro. And that's not even to put some like unrealistic expectations on their.
They're gonna be fun. I don't know how good they're gonna be.
It's the first time Bron really gonna have young bodies that could like run with him type shit.
Do which things, is
like
yeah.
that's gonna it's gonna be fun to watch, bro. And I think like especially since he's gonna have bodies. Bro, like, and I don't know, a lot of them, Bron signed for what he did. He signed a 3+1.
Four.
He signed a 3+1 with LA, so it's like he's there for these next couple years.
And he's gonna retire.
So it's like, I as much as I want to laugh at the fact that these niggas signed Rondo, Lance, JaVale, and Beasley
deals,
at once,
all 1 year deals,
all on 1 year deals. They're all tradable by like basically like. Around Christmas time.
Yeah, get rid of the niggas.
So it's like...
If he's sick of these niggas...
They're probably not going to be on the final incarnation of this Laker team.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I think it's going to... Them niggas are going to be a train wreck in some way, but it's going to be entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to see the beef between Lance and LeBron all season. Lakers are basically Beyonce straight, the NBA team.
No, I'm ready for the whole Rondo-LeBron. Like, it's going to be funny when, like... Rondo, like, LeBron's gonna call for an ISO switch, and then, like, Rondo's gonna be like, get that shit the fuck out.
Yeah, we ain't doing that shit.
I'm not doing that.
You're not in Cleveland no more, G. Yeah.
He's gonna wave him off. And, like, it's funny, too, because, like, watching Rondo when he waves niggas off.
It's hilarious. Because he does it so blatantly.
Bro, because, like, it's like,
LeBron's gonna be in the LeBron's gonna be in the post so much this season.
He gonna have to. They don't have no big men, bro.
Yeah,
they got two centers on that whole team,
honestly,
bro.
Bron's longevity for his career, he's better off suited at the four.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's been at the four like for those like for most of the important Cleveland lineups he was playing
the
four.
Yeah, because they put K-Love at the center and then they put Bron at the four. Yeah,
but yeah, like they might gotta like they're probably gonna experiment with some Bron at five shit, which is like I don't know.
Kuzma.
I don't
know. Fun to watch, but I don't
know. Nah, I don't. You probably you can't play that lineup for a whole game.
No.
But like I don't know, like. For like a closing lineup, it might be interesting because I don't know. That's the way the league going anyway. Fabulous. And if you throw out like that Bron, Kuzma, Ingram front court, you basically got like three niggas that's like 6'9" plus already,
which is crazy.
Which is like that's all you really need type shit. Plus if you got like if you throw like KCP
and then Lonzo
at the edge of guard, it's like that's a pretty
point guard.
Those lineups are gonna be fun, man. Like I don't know.
Lakers gonna be, I don't know. They're gonna be at least fun to watch.
They're gonna be good, man. They're gonna be alright.
Alright, so next question we got is from the homie Amanda. She wants to know, is it a problem for grown men to be in group chats with each other?
Absolutely not.
So this has been a topic on the timeline I've been seeing, like women calling men gay for being in group chats together, and I wanna say it's bullshit on top, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's that.
Why can't I talk to my niggas, you know?
Like, yo, sometimes group chats are just like, yo, like, alright. Group chats serve important functions sometimes too. Like, alright, like niggas go out together and shit. Yo, sometimes niggas gotta be like, you know, yo.
Bro, in the words of the great IG legend, Shiggy.
Facts.
My friends are fun, bitch.
That's a fact.
The fuck?
That's a fact.
Like, nigga, the group chat be lit, bro.
Bro, all dude group chats are the most wildest, funniest shit you ever. Because it's all niggas just throwing bad joints in there all day, bro.
And memes.
Like, and memes, bro. That's it. Like, damn, you seen this joint? Damn, this picture crazy. Damn, you see that ass?
Hey,
that's
man,
this trade is crazy.
For like all the women who might think like it's on the other side of like the rainbow spectrum. Listen, when every morning in the group chat, when niggas drop a proverb and a Bible quote,
yes.
in there, you know that's the
yes.
type of shit that's going on in our group
yes.
chats. So it's like we really, right. especially
we put a new Shot Glizzy mixtape in there. We trying to motivate our brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, bro. I posted in the group chat today. I posted a picture of Jesus on a motorcycle with a Puerto Rican flag.
That's
on
a
it.
Fact.
And he was and
the
I
way
was like,
he wanted to be presented.
And I was like, ride like the wind, fellas. It's fucking Thursday. It's fucking Wednesday.
That's a fact.
That's that toxic femininity,
yeah.
man.
You I feel it boiling.
We can't even enjoy it.
What do women talk about in their group chats?
Dicks.
A lot of unwholesome shit.
Throwing subs at each other.
Whole lot of unwholesome shit.
That's a fact. Throwing subs at each other. You know women don't like each other. They be
dicks.
Women
only show love on the internet, man.
I think
women
show
don't.
Love, but women low key be beefing with their friends a lot. Like a
crazy.
Lot.
Oh,
women
hell
are
yeah.
50, the original 50 and Floyd, bro.
Nigga, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy, man. Shout out to men group chats. Matter of fact, I'm gonna text my niggas right now.
Yo, facts, bro. All
right. Next question is: somebody wants to know, is it Uchiwali or is it One Mike?
It's always Uchiwali.
Always Uchiwali,
bro. It's never One Mike, though.
Never One Mike.
It's never One Mike.
Never One Mike.
Never One
Mike.
Never One Mike.
Someone else wants to know: why is Jadakiss as hard as he gets? He is, man.
Because his bathtubs lift up. His walls do 360.
And he got the shit that the government
first
got.
Nigga to cook based on a George Foreman grill.
That's a remarkable line.
Hey,
fucking
bro.
Legend, bro.
Fucking legend.
Hey, man, this is, listen, me and Kev, this is the New York nigga textbook. And you just know this, bro. Any niggas that claim they from New York, and you can say whatever you want about Jada fucking discography, bro. Still never heard a Wack Jada verse in my life.
Never, bro.
Never.
It's like him
never,
and 2 Chainz,
never.
Two niggas I've never heard a Wack verse from.
88 Coops.
It's crazy.
Never, bro.
Crazy.
Never.
Maybe you can throw.
Oh, full circle. Come back to Lamar Odom, bro. Jesus.
Damn, niggas talking at Lamar
damn,
Odom.
Son.
So, damn. All right. So, next question we got is somebody wants to know, why do people think Frank Ocean is better at anything than Miguel? I don't know. Marketing, maybe. I don't know.
Marketing.
Because Miguel can sing. Miguel got heat. Frank Ocean got heat too. But you know, since Frank Ocean just more popular, bro.
I feel like.
I don't think one's better than the other. I think they
feel
just
like
are.
Frank Ocean makes music for like people who like shop at Urban Outfitters. Like,
definitely.
You know.
Speaking of Urban Outfitters music, the Internet album is Urban Outfitters the deluxe edition.
For real?
It's good though.
Okay.
But it's definitely Urban Outfitters.
It's good Urban
Shout
Outfitters.
Shout out to Sid, man. Shout out to Sid, bro.
Shout out to Sid, man.
Sid be sound like an angel. She sound like Fergie and Jesus, bro.
Aaliyah
and
Jesus.
It's crazy.
Bro.
Aaliyah and Jesus. Yes.
It's crazy, man, how Sid like literally came up, bro. She was just doing like the background ad.
She was just in the crew,
on Odd Future Tracks.
Yeah, isn't her her and Taco? They're like related, right? Yeah, yeah. So they were just chilling. You know? Yeah, but shout out to her, man. That's how I have to say it. Shout out to Steve Lacy too. His shit is dope. Yeah, I think that pretty much wraps.
Still bumping that Kelly Uka shit.
Yeah, it's like Kelly. I'm fucking with that. I'm fucking with that Georgia Smith too. You know, when I'm gonna cry.
I'm waiting for Mac DeMarco to put out some new heat.
I can't listen. I listen that Georgia Smith shit. Sound a little different after Jaded though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, man. Why you talking like that, man? That's fucked up, man.
Bro, that's peak hurtness. I haven't heard that. It kind of hurts since Diamond Dancing, bro, nigga. Yeah. Like, that's just peak hurt shit, man.
Had a nigga come.
That shit is fire, bro. All right, so we're going to get up out of here, man. Anything y'all want to say, y'all want to plug, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out CJ McCollum and Kevin Durant on Twitter today. Yeah. That was spicy. I want to talk about that.
The niggas is burgers, bro.
But like
fucking CJ Academics, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, bro.
CJ's hurt, bro. Yo, and it's like
give me the drop on it though, because I have
so it's like
bro, CJ McCollum been in his feelings like for the past year
about few years, bro.
And it's like I get it, bro. Whatever you want to say at the shit by the end of the day, it's like, bro, you get paid millions of dollars, bro. Like, get your panties out the bunch, my nigga.
Also,
it's like, we not really like trying to hit
they asked him. They asked him about the Boogie Cousin signing. They asked Kevin Durant about it, right? And he was saying how he voiced his anger about it because he was like, oh, Nurkic is Boogie's agent. Nurkic agent is also Boogie's agent. So he was like, you know,
He signed for $5 million. Right. Like, he could have signed for $5 million.
Right. So he was like, yo, like.
You know what's the thing, though?
Because Portland was his third choice.
That was his
third choice.
His thing was like L.A.
No, it was,
nah, like, it was Golden State, Boston,
and then Portland.
Boston would have been nice.
Yeah, it was Portland.
And then he was like, yo, I thought Boogie was going to come to Portland because that's what they said in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, yo, like the fact that. And he brought up the whole Kevin Durant, him going there. He's like,
here's why like niggas not trying to hear CJ McCollum bitch about this shit, bro. If this was James Harden and Chris Paul making this statement about fucking Boogie going to the Warriors, I can understand it because them niggas were actually close to being the Warriors.
Like
they gave the Warriors like they gave them a fight for their money, and
Chris
even though they
Paul
fucking
shit was giving them hell, bro.
Right. So it's like I understand that, bro, and it's like, yo. It's a couple years now where Harden's been on like the cusp of like greatness. So it's
they've gone close.
Whatever dudes want to say about Houston these last couple years, it's like, bro, they've low key had like one of the best teams niggas have seen in the NBA. Regardless, so it's like, yeah,
one of the greatest offensive teams I've ever seen.
But not playing defense.
It's one thing to say like, okay, if like the Warriors weren't around, and fucking like there'd be another team there. But it's still got the Rockets that are still there, bro. Y'all not even
right.
They weren't even like top five.
OKC, bro.
To me, I couldn't be Anthony Davis, bro.
Right. To me, it's kind of like football. You know, like the best team really doesn't win though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like basketball to me is the only true champion in sports.
Yeah. Because the best team always wins, bro.
Right.
Like,
regardless.
Because
you could probably name four not true champions in NBA history. All right, you got.
Mavericks.
You got the Mavericks. You got the 04 Pistons.
Yep.
You got the 6-seeded Rockets.
Yep.
And then you got. That's pretty much
that's
it.
That's all I can come up with off the top.
All right. I'll give the Bad Boys Pistons the first one because Magic Johnson got hurt.
Yeah.
And Byron Scott got hurt.
But they still won.
They weren't supposed to win that one.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to win,
So, like. It's kind of like, you know, like this shit is really set in stone. Like parity in the NBA.
It's non-existent.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Bro, eight teams have won like
45%. Eight teams have won 45% of the championships.
It's actually more than 45%. It's probably.
Like, okay, you got.
It's like 60%.
Because you could break down the NBA each decade.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like. It's like baseball too. Baseball, there's really no parity. There's only baseball that's
it's
been.
It's going to be the Red Sox. It's going to be the Yankees. Baseball,
if you think about it, I mean, like. Now it's a lot of parody and stuff.
Right.
Like, but even now you got the Giants dynasty in this decade, and you got the
Astros, man.
Then you got the Astros and what they're doing, and then you got even back then you had the '90s, you had the Yankees in the '90s.
Yeah.
Then you had
Paul O'Neill.
Right. Then you had
Tino Martinez.
You had the Dodgers in the '80s. Yeah, you had the Dodgers in the '80s, and you had two dual champions and shit like that. It's like the same teams win every year.
But the thing is, what I be trying to tell, like, when CJ and Dan be crying, it's like, yo, nobody told you I resigned with the fucking Trailblazers, bro, nigga. Like, y'all niggas could have went anywhere, bro.
Yeah, I like CJ. I like Dan, both as players. They're not a good combination.
They're not.
They play too much alike, bro.
Yeah, they're both, like, undersized for their position.
Yeah.
I feel like they're they're attack guards. Like, there's no true definite position in what they do. Because honestly, like, CJ McCollum would be an elite point guard anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, too, you gotta be mad at your franchise, bro. You gotta bring. They ain't bringing.
Bro, Portland just has bad luck.
I mean, yeah, the Brandon Roy thing, Greg Oden, I get it. But, like, what's another decent free agent that they brung in, bro? They overpaid Alan Crabb.
Niggas not trying to sign.
Well, actually, Alan Crabb's on Nets, but, well,
yeah, now, before, but that, saying, before yeah, that. Yeah, they overpaid him.
Niggas not trying to sign with fucking Portland.
Aminu. Yeah. Like, come on, dog.
I mean, Nurkic got lucky.
That contract was so bad, bro.
But that contract sucks.
Terrible.
He just had one good year last year.
That's it.
Ooh.
Nurkic.
Yeah.
He's gonna put up 9-7 this year.
He averaged 14 and 11.
He's not a bad center, bro.
He's not a bad center. Very serviceable.
But a contract, though, can't do it.
He's not a bad center. It's just like in the NBA, if you can't really guard in the perimeter, bro, like,
yeah.
Especially in the playoffs, it's like kind of useless, bro. So it's like, he's not a bad center. And it's like probably in like the early 2000s, he'd probably be way more valuable. But it's like fucking, like now when it's like the Warriors you're dealing with, it's like, nah, bro, sorry.
You gotta run out and guard Boogie now, nigga.
And also, too, I love what the Warriors have done, too. They got Jonas Jerebko, too. And that's the most...
But they got niggas' panty showing? Oh, Jerebko. Yeah. That's what they do.
Because the thing is, niggas get mad at the Warriors, but they did what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to build the best team, and that's what they did, my nigga. Man. Don't be mad because they did it better than you. You know what I'm saying?
They did it better than anybody's ever done it before.
And
plus,
last shit fell into their lap, dog.
If you look at it, too, them and the Thunder, they kind of... Their come up was kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
In retrospect,
the Thunder just blew it up because their
owner was just a cheap son of a bitch.
Bro, what was it, like $4 million or something?
I think $7 million over the luxury tax.
Six million dollars
over the luxury tax just to pay James Harden, bro.
And then they ended up going into the luxury tax anyway.
Anyway.
To sign Ibaka.
Bullshit. Bullshit. But yo, get over it, CJ.
Yeah, bro.
Game is the game, nigga. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You getting paid handsomely.
He's eating regardless. So
how much is he making? What, $85 million?
Yeah. Bro, he eating, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, pull up your stats, get these numbers, and maybe you
can make an all-star team first.
That ain't never going to happen. As long as Klay Thompson is in the bucket.
No, the West too.
Because now you got Jamar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a wrap. He's not making an all-star.
Jamar probably missing out on all-star game.
Yeah, now he's done. Jamar really sacrificed his all-star shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I feel like,
bro, LeBron went to
some reason. I feel like Pop's gonna be a monster. Because
think about the guards, bro. You gotta.
Nah,
have,
he probably will, bro. Yeah.
Think about the guards in the West now. Like just the, like two guards now. You got Clay James, Tamar.
Yeah, Booker.
Got Gary Harris and Booker.
Yeah, bro.
And it's,
yeah, it's quiet, bro. It might be quiet for Tamar. That's my dog, though.
Jimmy Butler too.
Oh yeah. Before we go, one more thing. Stop posting these thank you posts for these niggas, every nigga that leaves a team, bro. It's that Kobe era shit. Because if Kobe got his farewell tour, everybody feel like they can, like, they need a thank you post.
Who's the next player that deserves a farewell tour?
LeBron.
Dirk, bro.
Dirk.
But Dirk never going, he going to keep going. He going to keep getting the bag every year. He going to keep reading up.
I need a Dirk farewell tour. I mean,
Dirk's the last of that era, bro.
Yeah.
Kobe and Dirk was the last.
What about VC? You think he deserves one?
No. He bounced around too many teams.
Yeah, he bounced around too much.
Yeah.
He bounced around too much.
Stick on the Hawks. Like, doing what? For what?
He's going to get his flowers, though. But he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Easily. Probably the best dunker of all time. You think he's the best Raptor?
No.
DeMar's a better Raptor than him.
I got heat on Twitter for that.
Peak for peak, probably not. But just off, like, longevity and the fact that he ain't fucking, like,
people were like, Vince Carter fucking led. It was him and Antonio Davis, and they fucking went to the Eastern
Vince
Conference
Carter, Finals. Vince Carter, I don't think they're going to boo DeMar when he comes back to
Toronto. They can.
Wasn't a choice either.
I don't know. I don't remember exactly when they stopped booing Vince Carter, bro, but especially when he got
to
the
Nets. They booed
him for a while. He got booed for a while. So Toronto was to fuck with him like that, bro. And it's like, yeah, he deadass just like abandoned it. Toronto.
And they had a chance to be special, too.
Yeah.
He left at the wrong time.
Yeah, he did.
Because Chris Bosh peaked right after that.
Yeah. Damn. That would have been nice. Nah, yo, we're going to get up out of here. Y'all niggas want to plug y'all shits, man.
Yo, Scandalous Scumbag season coming soon. Be on the lookout, bro. We got some special shit coming.
Streets need this, bro. This is what the streets been waiting for, bro.
We got some special shit coming for y'all. Just be on the lookout, bro. A lot of fire shit coming.
This is like fucking super slimy, my nigga. Yeah. this is super slimy, bro. Niggas been waiting on this,
right? Yo, just be on the lookout, bro. We got a lot of dope shit coming.
Yeah, man.
Can't talk about that shit right now, but just be on the lookout. We got some fire shit coming soon.
But clue, I need a clue sound effect. New shit.
Yeah, bro. All
right, you want to play anything, Kev?
Follow me on Instagram and Snapchat, Caviar Kev. Twitter, Wally Dawn, with a zero. You know, I take all flavors.
Ting of the week.
Ting of the week. How can we forget?
I got some swag apps for y'all. All
right, we're going to go around real quick. Ting of the week, Kev.
Oh, man, Brittany Scott, man. That's yo, from Queens come Queens, man.
Yo, you know whose grandma been going on a lot lately? Bro, Sweeties, bro.
Shout out to Sweeties.
Yo, it's honestly... Yo, she took Manny Santos's place.
She's bad though, bro. She's bad. I'm gonna go with Young Miami from the City Girls. Shout out to her. Free JT.
Yo, free JT, man. Period. Today too. Yo, period. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we already know how important the fucking sideline reporters are to the culture. And we know what Taylor Rooks and Roz and all them doing. Well, we got the I don't know if y'all know.
Exclusive.
I'm gonna unearth this gem for y'all if y'all not up on game, but this low key Mount Rushmore we talking.
It's a gem.
If you don't know about Ashley Holder, Ashley Noel. Definitely, I would suggest.
If you need the link, tweet us.
Send that to you.
Nah, I really don't think dudes know, but yeah, we talking that special once
the
in
gift,
the
gift.
Yeah. She got
the
generational talent.
Gift?
We talking generational talent here, bro.
The chosen one.
We talking thighs that you don't see come across every day, bro.
Oh man,
honestly,
must be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
Yeah.
So, yo, we're going to get out of here, man. Thank you guys for coming on once again, man. SSID. Shout out to Brainwash, man.
Peace, man. Shout out, Ayana.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.